Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today. Farm Defense, Holly.
Farm and Garden, the ultimate comfort. Farmer's Defense has lightweight and durable sleeves made to protect you against the elements while farming. Farmer's sleeves offer unparalleled protection of arms and skin for any farmer, gardener, or outdoor worker. Say goodbye to irritated skin and sunburns in the garden. Their sleeves offer cooling comfort and protection against the elements outdoors. An alternative to thick clothing, Farmer's Defense is made of wicking material with UBF protection factor of 50+ to protect you from allergens and scratches. To find all their great products and more, you can visit farmersdefense.com. Well,
yes,
we are, speaking of picking things in the garden, mm-hmm. if you have a successful bean harvest, you can wear your Farmer's Defense for the bean harvest if you need to.
There's many different types of beans in which you can grow. Most commonly, for many of us backyard gardeners, it is bush beans or pole beans. There is a difference. They produce the same quality or type of bean. In most cases, now with bush beans, you've got the green bean that we're all known of and familiar with. You've got a yellow or golden pod bean, and you have a purple pod bean. The purple pod bean, when cooked, turns to green. It loses its pigment. Now, bush beans can take 40 to 60 days to reach a pickable state. And if kept watered and harvested, they will continue to produce all the way to the end of frost, when frost kills it or you kill it. And you can produce a lot of beans in a very small area. We had 2 years ago a 4 foot wide by 12 foot long, and we had 3 rows of beans in that bed. I don't know how many beans we had. You know, 20, let's say 60.
That was a lot of beans.
And we were picking it twice a week, and we were getting about 3 to 4 pounds of beans every picking. And we do not can or pressure can our green beans. That is the right and safe way to do it now. We simply blanch and freeze them. We find that to be a more palatable way to consume the beans rather than canning them. Holly thinks that they're too mushy.
Yeah, they're mushy.
So those are bush beans.
Now, beans.
Pole beans take 70 to 80 days to reach maturity. It's best to be grown on an apparatus in which they can grow vertically. They can grow 8, 10, 12 feet long. We've had them grow up a 6-foot trellis and then back down the trellis. And you can continue to harvest those until frost kills them or you kill them. And the key to both of these is you want to harvest them when they are at a decent edible state. You don't want to wait until they're big and bulky.
When you're talking about these beans, these are the green beans, or like you said, the blue lake. That's a popular one. These are the ones that are like the fresh beans, I guess you would call them. So that is, some people, maybe they don't like those, and then they want maybe the hard beans, which are black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, etc.
Black eyed peas,
the ones that you commonly use in soups, stews, chilies, etc.
Navy beans,
things like that. And these are easy to grow as well.
They take longer, though. In mm-hmm. most cases, these take longer. For example, pinto beans can take 75 to 100 days to get to the pod where the bean is plump and ready to harvest. However, with these beans, you want to leave them on the vine as long as possible because you're wanting them to dry naturally. You don't want to have to bring them inside and peel the green pod off and then leave them on a plate for 3 or 4 weeks in ambient air flow. Light in order to get them to dry.
Right. So they do take longer. You need to let them dry. It's best to let them dry on the vine.
Correct.
On the vine or the bush or whatever you want to call it. And then once they are dried, you can go ahead and harvest them, and then you have to remove them from
shell.
The shell. There you go.
Pod,
whatever you want to call it. And beans are really having, hard shell beans especially, are really having kind of a glow up. A lot of people are learning that because of their nutrition density, they're very good for you, which people have always known for years, but now people are also discovering this, and it is a really good way to have a vegetable-based, plant-based protein. And they're not expensive to grow.
Well, the thing with the hard shell beans, your pintos, your kidney and all that, you've got to grow a lot of beans in order to get some volume. It's not like green beans where you can grow 20 plants and pretty much have all the green beans you want canned up or froze up for the year. If you grow 20 plants of kidney beans or pinto beans or fill in the blank, northern white beans, you've got to have a lot of beans in order to fill a quart jar. Or a half-gallon jar. Or a gallon jar.
Right. And with that being said, you can buy a pound of beans, dried beans, hard beans, hard shell beans, for like less than $2.
Less than you can a can of the same variety?
Well, no, because it's the dry beans produce more than what comes in like a 16-ounce
right,
can.
I know. But you get a 16-ounce can of kidney beans or 2 pounds of dried kidney beans. Your per ounce is going to be better with the dried beans than in the jar.
Yeah, basically.
But there's a procedure that is not like, ready enough. You just can't pop the jar off, open the jar of the kidney beans, and put them in the, you know, you got to let the hard shell beans soak is what
yeah,
I'm getting
you gotta
at.
You got to let them soak. You got to let them cook.
Even if you harvest them yourself, there's a certain time frame in which you can cook them hard, but they take a lot more time in order to become tender.
Yeah, there's a whole process there. So I'm just saying that if you are limited on
space,
on plant space,
yeah. Grow the green beans and the pole beans and buy the kidney and buy the dry shell beans.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
If you're like, I'm going to grow for harvest, you can grow for harvest, but maybe you want to grow something else for harvest versus when you can go to even your local gas station and probably buy a bag of beans.
Well, obviously, you can buy a large quantity of beans from the Indian store.
Yeah.
I guess that's the correct pronunciation.
Yeah, any sort of ethnicity. Ethnic food store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can buy, you know, like feed sack fulls of these things.
You can buy a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of a lot of things you can buy there to cook and spice your foods, etc.
Yeah.
But so when you're planting beans, you do want to plant them about 1.5 inches apart. And then you want to space your rows 14 to 36 inches apart. So I would say you could probably get it with like a foot.
Yeah, foot. That's,
yeah.
That seems more like for if you're planting a field of them with a agricultural planter. I mean, like you look at black-eyed peas. I know you don't like black-eyed peas.
I don't dislike them. They just have more of like an earthier flavor. They're not my favorite.
Well, they take 60 to 70 days. And you can green pods are useful and fresh eating. You can eat those. Many of these beans, you either are going to eat the green beans or you're going to wait for the hard shell beans to get ready and you leave them be. Black-eyed peas are a little different. You can use them as, you know, early fresh pods. You can cook them like edamames. That's soybeans for those who are unaware. I didn't know what edamame was. Oh, it's a soybean. It's an immature soybean of organic manner. If you're in a farm situation, you can take some of those soybeans that are not organic and make edamame out of them before they start turning.
Right. And that's another edamame is a very high source of protein as well. So that's something to keep in mind. When you are growing anything, whether it be the green beans, the pole beans, bush beans, whatever, that you are going to eat fresh, you do want to harvest them once they get about, I don't know, 2 to 3 inches long, 3 inches long.
You don't want them big, bulky, and thick with that seed in there.
Yeah, they get like kind of earthy. They get kind of chewy, kind of woody,
I
guess you could say.
And if you leave them at that point, most of the time the plant is really not very happy to try to produce more if you harvest them because they've already figured out that we've made, you know, 17 pods on this plant of 4 beans in each pod, and we're ready to go to reproduce next year. We're done. You got to keep harvesting when they are of a almost immature state.
I'm also going to advise you
yes.
not to have a gardening partner who is colorblind and can't see the beans.
That's not me. That's you.
Yeah. I know. That's me.
Okay.
So,
well, you're not colorblind, but it's hard to see the green on
no,
the green.
No, I am green colorblind.
Green colorblind.
Yeah, so that's why they blend in.
So that's why we grow the yellow and the purple ones.
I think
they're not called purple. They're called royalty.
Royalty.
Yeah. beans.
But just for the disclaimer, they yes. turn the yellow beans will stay yellow.
Yes.
The purple beans turn green when
right.
you cook them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, whenever you're, but yeah, if you're choosing to, I would choose to grow, we grow both pole beans and bush beans in our garden. And we try to grow as many as possible because fresh beans are extremely costly. Even in a in a normal year, they're very costly to purchase.
Even at some of the cheaper grocery stores, they're like $3 a pound.
Right. And, yeah. and we, you know, if you continue to harvest and keep the water to them, you can get 3 pounds a week, after 60 days, and just continue to harvest and harvest and harvest until the point where you're not happy that you have to harvest more green. And then you can leave them on the vine and let them fully mature, save the seeds, and plant them next year.
That year, what was that, 2 years ago? I think that was 2020. Did we?
Oh, that year. That yeah. year.
Uh-huh. Was it a particularly wet year that year? I can't remember.
That was the first year that we had always been told, and we'd always just done it, where they were bush beans will grow 40 to 60, takes 40 to 60 days to grow. We got that. They mature and you start harvesting. Understood that. We continued to harvest and continue to keep the water on them, and they continued to produce. We were always told after about 2 or 3 weeks, they're done. They're not going to do anymore. End of story. Pull them up. Get rid of them. They continued to produce because we kept the water and kept harvesting them. That's why we had so many beans that year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the other thing is your beans will kind of tell you. That's a foolproof thing, I think, about beans is they'll tell you when they're ready to harvest. I mean, obviously, green beans, pole beans, whatever you want to call them, the fresh beans, you're going to see that they're there and they're a few inches long and you want to harvest them.
And you got to lift up either one. You've got to lift up the leaves. You got to look around. They're just not going, hey, I'm right here. There's layers of them.
Mm-hmm. And then the dry beans, they will dry and they'll kind of rattle in the pot and you'll know that they're ready. I did want to mention that that beans in general will grow in any kind of soil, basically.
Yes.
They
create their own nitrogen.
They create their own nitrogen. They make their own fertilizer,
right.
essentially.
I mean, if you got terrible dirt, sandy like soil, you do need, it's not just to plant them on the moon and watch them grow. You got to, there's a certain level of quality the soil has to be. But versatile, containers, in the ground, raised beds, on any of these, you can grow them. And with the dry beans, if it is going to frost or it's going to rain or snow, you got to get them out, otherwise they're going to mold in the pod.
Yeah, you definitely don't want them to mold in the pod. So if you get a situation where you're going to get a hard freeze, you will have to take them off of the vine before the hard freeze comes. And then in that case, you'd want to just kind of lay them out, let them dry. Maybe if you have like a sunroom or just an extra room that they can lay out to dry, that's where you want to leave them.
Well, now that the weather is starting to warm up, Holly, you'll want to protect your garden from various beetles, weevils, borers, including those Japanese beetles.
Yep, and what better way to prevent those pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them with, while they're a larva, GrubGon is an easy-to-apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. Developed by Phylum Bioproducts from our naturally occurring bacteria, GrubGon is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
Yes, and if you already have beetles flying around your yard, and if you don't, you will, BeetleGon is an organic water dispersible powder that you can spray directly on your edible plants. Find out more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylumbioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.